Football preview show rolling on here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Brought to you again by Feld Fire and at Carroll Lumber. We're talking Coon Rapids Baird football. Crusaders 3-5 last year, 3-4 in at district play. And joining us is head coach Chris Moore. And coach, it's always good to talk to you. How you been?
I've been good. It's good to have the season get rolling here and catch up with you.
What's practice been like so far, and what's the excitement around Crusader football been like so far this year?
You know, got rolling last week. We practiced all morning long, a good week of practice, and then we did a youth camp in the evening, and we had about 40 plus kids there, third through junior high, and it was just a great environment. High school kids pretty much ran the camp with a little structure for me, but it was a great event, and you know, we got a good buzz going around football right now.
And always fun to get the little kids involved, and great to see that the high school kids, as you said, really took part in that. You guys had graduated a nice senior class last year, and I think I mentioned it on Rewind here a week or so ago that, you know, Lance Clayburg certainly going to be a guy that is going to be missed, along with several other those seniors. But you got a nice core coming back this year. I think you're pretty happy, especially some of those skill positions.
20 guys out for football this year. Numbers are down a little bit. Yeah, we got 4 seniors, 4 juniors, 7 sophomores, 5 freshmen, 3 group of kids there. You know, led by our seniors, Kobe Culberson, Trey Rosenbeck, Mason Batts, Barons.
So, Coach, you guys have always loved to run the football a little bit as well. Size-wise, going to have some pretty good size up front to be able to be as physical as you'd like to be?
Yeah, up front there, we're led by Tyler Moore. He's all-district lineman last year. Mason Batts is coming off some injuries, and he came on strong last year. Kate Barron's been a two-year starter for us on the offensive line. Then we have Eli Booth, who went out in junior high, didn't go out the last 2 years. Is back out. He's a junior, got good size. A hardworking kid, really excited to see what he has offer for us on the offensive line. And then sophomore Jackson Wright is battling. He'll give us some good minutes. He's got good size too. So hopefully we'll be able to run the ball. But, you know, we got some good skill guys in the backfield. Wyatt Oswald is going to be at quarterback, and he's a dual threat guy back there. And then Parker Hayes, Ethan Bauer will be in the backfield. Caden Oswald, freshman, got good speed to give us some options. And then at the tight end position, we have Colby Colbertson, Mikal Hayden, who did an excellent job last year for us there. And then Trey Rosenbeck came in and played off and on for us, provided good minutes. With that nucleus on the offensive side, you know, we initially loved to run the football, but, you know, we got great speed, and hopefully we can exploit some guys with speed and then also size with, you know, with Cal Hayden and Colby at 6'1 and 6'3.
I was going to say, Coach, you guys probably not going to become like Texas Tech was, you know, years ago with the air raid football, but sounds like you're going to look to put it in the air a little bit more this year and use some of those guys.
You know, Cal provided some great minutes for us last year and made some unbelievable catches just with his size and athleticism. Hopefully be able to exploit that again for us.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ball defensively. What do you look like this year, and where's the strength of the defense going to be?
Essentially there, too, it's the defensive line. Bring all those guys back. Again, there with Tyler, Mason, Cade, Jackson will be in there, Eli. We got some good size there. You know, they got to control the line scrimmage for us to keep our linebackers free. And we got Wyatt coming back in the middle. Cal did a great job on defense for us last year. Parker, we didn't have. Broke his ankle, so he missed most of the season last year. We're excited to get him back. And then Ethan Bauer, sophomore, looking for him to step up and provide some minutes. And then same with Caden Oswald, again, the freshman, really athletic kid. Hopefully we get some minutes from him on defense and then also use him in the return game.
Speaking of the return game, I've always felt like your special teams has been really good. What do you contribute that to, and do you feel like that's going to be a strength for you again this season?
Athletic kids and get them out there and get them in space. You know, we've been blessed with great speed, and I feel that's a strength. Our overall team speed is really good again this year. So, you know, just getting kids in the right position to be successful is, you know, what we're looking to do.
What areas you concerned about coming into the year? And then, you know, I think it sounds like one of the strengths going to be in the trenches for you.
Like any year, we're just always concerned, you know, just how fitting all the pieces together. You know, replacing Lance Clayburg, Jacob Strada, Raiden Doty, you know, those guys, you know, those seniors last year you kind of leaned on and, you know, filling those voids. And then, you know, we had kids obviously step up and provide good minutes for us last year. And, you know, just making sure those guys are ready for that next step.
Season gets underway for you guys on a Saturday rather than on a Friday night. Going to be taking on Turkey Valley, Jackson at Junction. If I remember correctly, this is year number three of going down and playing down at Valley Stadium on a Saturday. Going to be a mid to late afternoon game, 3 o'clock. The start time will be down there on KKRL with the broadcast. But what do you like about this year's schedule and looking forward to getting things underway at Valley again?
It's just a great environment for our kids. This is year three. And this year, the organizer, Ross Bauer, is a CRB grad. He's got that set up to be a doubleheader. So we play the first game at 3, and then Waco and Fremont Mills will be playing the 7 o'clock game. And pretty exciting, too. You know, he got it okayed with the association. Next year, we're going to flip those games, and we'll play Waco, and Turkey Valley will play Fremont Mills. So we won't be having that same week one opponent. And like I said earlier, it's just a great environment, great experience. We get a charter bus, we go down, and just all around a great day.
And the district a little different this year. Some of these teams you've seen before, but all of a sudden now you got St. Edmund, Colonesco, Collins, Maxwell, and Baxter in the district, along with Audubon and Glidden, a couple of teams that are fairly familiar with you guys. But, you know, what do you think of the new district, and how strong is this district this year?
It's been the same way for the last 6 years since I've been head coach. Our district's kind of been just in this area. I kind of like how they have the West with us, Glidden, Ralston, and Audubon, and then East, and then with Colo, Collins, and Baxter. But then, you know, the Fort Dodge, they didn't know what to do with, so they just sent them down to us. It's good to see new people, new faces. You know, we've had Baxter on our schedule before the first 2 years I was coach, and then we also had Collins, a non-district game, and the same with Colo Nesco. So, you know, kind of familiar with that area. You know, we're familiar with all those teams from previous years, and then also obviously playing St. Ed's and JV. So new faces, but yet not really new faces. And we're looking at, you know, Audubon has always had a strong tradition, and Baxter coming off the playoffs last year, there'd be, you know, a couple teams that be looking to be strong in the district.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun catching up with you. Looking forward to seeing you coming up on the 26th to get the season underway and chatting with you every week throughout the season. So I appreciate all the time as always, and wish you the best of luck this year and see you soon.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff, for the coverage, and appreciate everything you do for us, and go CRB.
You bet. Head coach again, Chris Moore with the Coon Rapids Bear football program. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk more of 8-man at District 9 coming up next year on the Coaches Football Preview Show.